Very exciting day for the Minnesota Vikings. Very excited to announce that we're able to finalize the deal on Kirk Cousins.
That was the announcement yesterday. Rick Spielman introducing Kirk Cousins at the special press conference held at Vikings headquarters, their training facility. I'm joined this morning by Minnesota Viking Adam Thielen. Talk a little bit about how big of a deal this is going to be. Good morning, Adam. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm great.
It sounds like you're on the road or something. Are you driving?
I am. I'm on my way to workouts.
Ah, well, better you than me. I'm glad you're doing that. Hey, so you were at the dinner on Wednesday evening with Kirk Cousins and the Vikings management and staff. Tell me what that was like, that event.
You know, it was great. It was the chance for my wife and I to meet Kirk and his wife, and spend some time with Kyle and his wife as well. So, it was really a great time to just kind of get to know him and kind of get a better understanding of what he's all about. And it was really cool.
A lot's being made of the contract. And as he said, I mentioned this earlier, it's the largest contract so far, but probably that's all about to change for many, many others in this league. But he said it's not about that. It's all about winning. He wanted to come here because this is the best place to win. He seems like that type of a guy, a real hard worker.
Absolutely. And I could tell that from the conversations maybe that we've had in the past and then the conversation we had it's a couple nights ago. So you can tell that he wants to win. He wants to help this team be successful. And I think he saw a lot of parts, around him that could help him be successful individually. So anybody you talk to in the NFL, that's what they want. They want to be around a team that can help them be successful. You know, it's the greatest team game for a reason. You can't just have one guy, like maybe the NBA, you can't have a LeBron James and start winning championships. You have to have a lot of pieces in place. So we're excited to have him, that's for sure.
You know, with Bradford, you had the strong arm. With Case, there was the accuracy and a little running ability. It looks like Cousins might have both of those attributes.
Yeah, I've told people this, the last few weeks when all this was hyped up and people are asking me what I think about him and things like that. But for me, I'm not there. I'm not like the GM and the scouts that are watching tons of game film, watching every game he's played and things like that. I can just go off of the two games that we played against him in person. And, maybe the few games that I've seen him on TV. But even that, it's just really hard to see what a guy can do. But from the two live games that I saw, man, he was on fire. He was picking us apart. And our defense, obviously, is pretty dang good. So we're excited to have him on our side and to be able to do those things to other people's defenses.
At his press conference, he was saying that he'd spent 5 or 6 days in the Twin Cities area during Super Bowl, able to visit with some of the Vikings players at various events. Did you happen to cross paths with him then?
I didn't, not at the Super Bowl, but I was able to get his number through a friend. I actually was able to throw with his brother down in Orlando last offseason. So I know the family a little bit, which is pretty cool. Great family. Really cool brother that I was able to meet and build a relationship with. So I've reached out to him a few times, and like I said, he's just a great guy, great family guy, and we're excited to have him out here in Minnesota.
Is your son going to want a Kirk Cousins jersey, maybe over an Adam Thielen jersey now, or are you going to be able to kind of stifle that? Hey.
He might. That's up to him, and that's totally fine with me as long as we're winning games.
Yeah, absolutely. So the press got their first real feel for the that training facility out there. Just from the images that I've seen on television, it looks like just an incredible facility. How much of a selling point is that for somebody who might be coming here?
It's not like college, recruiting where, the facilities and the jerseys and things like that are a big recruiting tool, I'd say, but I definitely don't think it hurts. To have a world-class facility, in the practice facility and the stadium, and then just having the ability to have the resources to for your body to recover and things like that. I think that's a a big thing that guys will look for going to free agency. But I think ultimately it comes down to the guys you have in the locker room. And I think that's, if you talk to Kirk, I think that's kind of one thing that he kind of expressed to us is he saw that there was a really cool locker room. You know, from the outside looking in, he could see that it was a lot of really good people. And that's what you're looking for when you're a free agent. You want to win ultimately, but that's how you win. You win with great people and guys that just love the game of football.
Hey, just a quick note here. The NFL has released the teams that the Vikings will be playing, both home and away. Have you seen that list? Anything that stands out for you?
Yeah, I have, and I have a feeling that we'll be my gut feeling is we'll be playing that first game Thursday night against the Eagles, but who knows? But that'd be a fun one, prime time, first game of the season, and against the Super Bowl champion, so it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be indeed. Hey, well, you have a great workout. Thanks for coming on with us this morning. I appreciate you staying in touch as you did all through the season here on WCCO.
No problem. Have a good morning.
Take care. Adam Thielen again joining me this morning. It is 28 minutes after 7 o'clock.